Welcome to the Buffalo Broadcasters Association 2016 Hall of Fame inductee unveiling announcement. This is a very special day for us as we mark our 20th anniversary this year. My name's Heidi Raphael. I'm president of the Buffalo Broadcasters Association and senior vice president at Greater Media. I'd like to welcome all of our inductees, our current Hall of Fame members, the board, and all of our BBA members, and all of you covering today's announcement. We'll be introducing each of the inductees, some who will say a few words, and then be available for questions afterwards. So, again, thank you for being here. This year's Hall of Fame event will take place on Thursday, September 29th, right here at WNED. The program, the doors will be at 5:30. The program will begin at 7 p.m. At this point, what I'd like to do is talk about our fabulous inductees this year who have made a lasting mark in radio, television, and cable. Our inductees basically can be nominated by anyone, and their induction was voted exclusively by the membership of the Buffalo Broadcasters Association. Our first inductee for 2016 is in the Buffalo Bob Smith Out of Town category, and that individual is Susan Hunt. Susan began her career at WGR Radio in sales before switching to news. She then moved on to WGRZ-TV as a reporter for the Sabres broadcast. Susan broke barriers as the first female to cover the NHL and NFL from the locker rooms. However, she may be best known for her work in town as co-host of PM Magazine. The TV veteran left her hometown and moved on to broadcasting jobs with a variety of national networks, ranging from Fox and ESPN to PBS and HGTV. While Susan couldn't physically be here with us today because she's on the road, we are honored to have her with us via Skype to say a few words. Susan?
Well, thank you very much. I am here in Cooperstown, New York, the site of a shoot for Tiny House Hunters on HGTV, which I direct. And I am thrilled to be able to speak to all of you, all of my friends in the media there, and anybody else that's listening. This is a really great moment. I'm really honored. I'm very touched to be in the category I'm in. I join a lot of great people and a lot of people that I've worked with over the years. So this is really a great moment for me.
Thank you, Susan. Our next inductee is former chief meteorologist with WIVB-TV and soon-to-be weekend meteorologist on Channel 7, Don Paul. Don spent 40 years studying and broadcasting the weather in a variety of markets, ranging from Maine and Kansas to Florida and Michigan, before landing right here in Buffalo. During his time here, he's worked for WIVB for 28 years, with a three-year stint at WGRZ-TV. When Don joins Channel 7, he will be one of only two people to ever work on the air at all three Buffalo TV stations. In addition, the TV veteran has worked as a radio features reporter at the EPA. He's also the only meteorologist to win the Distinguished Scientist Award from the Western New York Science Congress. Don, would you like to come up and say a few words, please?
Thank you, Heidi. Yes, and the only other person, by the way, to do the hat trick has the same initials, Mr. Postles. He did it more quickly than I did. I got here in 1984, and like so many out-of-towners, I became an in-towner pretty quickly. My daughters went to the Williamsville schools. Larry's kids were there as well. When I got here, I had no idea I was going to stay here beyond my four-year first contract, which ended with me going over to Channel 2, by the way. That was an unfortunate temporary hiatus, but it's been a wonderful stay, and I've been blessed with very few hate mails, and that's pretty difficult when you're a meteorologist, and this is just a great honor. It hasn't really sunk in yet. I'm so consumed with learning a new graphic system, I almost forgot to come. But no, by the way, the tie is on because we just shot a promo for Channel 7. But I'm looking forward to that night and hope to see all of you there. And again, it's a great honor. Thank you.
Thank you, Don. Our next inductee is Larry Norton, who recently retired from 97 Rock. Larry reigned over Buffalo Morning Radio for more than three decades. His notoriety grew nationally to the point where even the late, great, legendary Casey Kasem recognized him for his efforts on Casey's national radio show. Larry began his radio career at WYSL and WPHD before crossing over to 97 Rock back in 1981. His reputation grew because of his many on-air stunts, including the Guinness Book of Records for the longest continuous broadcast of more than 20 days. He also rode the Ferris wheel at Darien Lake for 40 days. In addition, Larry raised millions of dollars for local charities, including Make-A-Wish and the Food Bank of Western New York. Larry, please come on up.
Thank you very much. This is one of the only few times you'll see me in a suit. The other will be at the induction. It's been like old home time here, seeing friends that I've worked with over the years. It's such a great organization. And Heidi and the Buffalo Broadcasters Association have, for so many years, you know, been such a wonderful part of Buffalo. And so many people that I admired as a child. I grew up here my entire life and listened to Danny Nevereth and Clint Buhlman. And all I ever wanted to do was to be on the radio. And I was lucky enough to be able to retire at 59 and a half at the end of the year. And everybody says, how's retirement going? It's going all right. I'm enjoying it and I'm loving it. But this is such a wonderful end. My career is over. I've retired, but it went by so quickly. It was such a wonderful time, and Buffalo is always my home. Family is still here. We're here all the time, and it's such an honor to be part of this great class, the 20th anniversary of the Buffalo Broadcast Hall of Fame, with so many people that I've worked with and admired and have known over the years. So it'll be a real homecoming at the induction. We hope everyone can be there. And thank you so much for this incredible honor and a chance to complete my career and be in the Hall of Fame in Buffalo. It's been absolutely wonderful. Thanks, Heidi.
Thank you, Larry. In this year's L. Anscombe category for broadcast managers, we are proud to induct Steve Zappia. During his 33 years at WKBW-TV, Steve rose through the ranks from cameraman to producer, director, executive producer, and head of operations. He was part of the team that transformed the old Churchill Tabernacle building into the home of Channel 7. However, Steve may be best known in the industry as the producer of Rocket Ship 7, which was must-see TV for kids before going to school. He also was responsible for the Variety Club telethon. Steve retired back in 1996 from WKBW Television, and we are honored to induct him this year into the Hall of Fame. Tom McRae, better known to many Western New Yorkers as Tom Donahue, is this year's inductee in the Behind the Scenes category. Now, while Tom has worked extensively in radio, we are actually honoring him for his work behind the scenes as a dedicated and influential broadcasting professor at Buffalo State College for over 35 years. He retired last year from the school. His commitment to teaching future broadcasters was life-changing for many outstanding individuals in our industry, both on a local and national level, including VH1 former president Tom Calderon, WGRZ-TV reporters Claudine Ewing and Dave McKinley, WBEN morning anchor Susan Rose, and WGR 550 sports talk hosts Howard Simon and Chris Bulldog Parker. Tom has also won many honors, including a first place award for audio production from the Broadcast Education Association located in Washington, D.C. Tom is not with us today, but we look forward to honoring him on September 29th. And our final Hall of Fame induction award unveiling is in the Broadcast Memorial category. This year, we are honored to induct the late, great Nolan Johannes. Nolan was the king of morning television in Buffalo in the 1960s and 1970s as host of Channel 7's popular Dialing for Dollars. His co-hosts on the show included BBA Hall of Famers Liz Dribben and Dave Thomas. Nolan also anchored the news on Channel 7. He left Buffalo in 1982 to anchor at WNEP-TV in Scranton, Pennsylvania, where he passed away last year. While his spirit and contributions remain an important part of Western New York's incredible broadcasting history, we are honored and thrilled to honor the late, great Nolan Johannes this year in the Hall of Fame. At this time, I'd like to invite all of you to congratulate our nominees and inductees. Thank you. In addition to honoring our Hall of Fame members, we will also pay tribute to WBTA Radio in Batavia for celebrating their 75th anniversary in broadcasting this year and awarding the Tim Russert Medal of Merit Scholarship to Stephanie Aponte from Canisius College. We'll also be recognizing several students who completed the BBA's brand new mentoring program at the event. As a reminder, the Hall of Fame induction ceremony, again, will take place on Thursday, September 29th. Doors will open at 5:30. WBBZ-TV's John DeShulo will once again MC this year's event with our special guest performer, Ken Kaufman, and official announcer, Jack Horoho. Tickets, table, and congratulatory ad information is available on www.buffalobroadcasters.com. We encourage you to get your tickets early. Last year's event sold out. We have some really great things planned for this year as we mark our 20th anniversary. Tracy LeBlanc is once again serving as our official chair of the event, and I'd like to thank our outstanding committee for all their hard work and the great friends that we have here at WNED for hosting this event and helping us behind the scenes with the production. Also, special thanks to our sponsors, Bobby Gans from 3G Graphics and Steve Monaco from Shelley's Florist for all their help with the event. On behalf of the Buffalo Broadcasters Association, I would like to thank you all for attending today, and our inductees are available if you have any questions afterwards. So thanks again, and we look forward to seeing you on September 29th. Thank you.